This is Sam. Thank you for visiting teachbible.org's Daily Insight for November 29, 2018. Today's Bible verse is from the book of Hebrews, chapter 7, verse 25. It says there, "Therefore he is able to save completely those who come to God through him, because he always lives to intercede for them. Such a high priest truly meets our need." End of quote. In June 2012, Tyler Sullivan, a fifth grader, skipped his school on a Friday and went with his dad, Ryan Sullivan, to see the then President Barack Obama speak at the Honeywell factory in Minneapolis. His father worked in that factory. The teen got an opportunity to shake hands with Obama. Obama figured out the boy skipped the school and wrote a note to boy's teacher. It said this: "Mr. Ackerman, please excuse Tyler. He was with me." End of quote. President wrote the note in an official presidential stationery. I am sure the teacher, Mr. Ackerman, accepted the excuse note. Don't you think so? How often a president intercede or intervene on behalf of an elementary school boy who skipped his school? Our today's Bible insight says, "He is able, Jesus is able to save completely those who come to God through him, because he always lives to intercede for them." You see, Jesus Christ is able to save and deliver you completely, no matter what your troubles are. Some of our troubles comes out of our obedience to Jesus, like you obeyed God and did not have a place to live in now, or you don't have enough means to meet your needs met, or you do not have a baby like other parents. Some other troubles are our makings. We do not work and we are unable to pay our bills. We use illegitimate means to earn money and end up in prison. We want to live like others and buy everything in credit and end up in bankruptcy. You know, the disciples obeyed Jesus Christ and set out to the other shore per his command, and still faced severe storms all through the night. Being a child of God is not a trouble-free life. Jesus himself warned. He said, "In this world we will have troubles. However, he also said, do not fear, because he had overcome the world." John 16:33. You see, Jesus went up to pray all night in the mountain after sending them out to the other shore. He was actively involved, interceding on their behalf. Then he came as the answer to them in the twilight hours, walking on water. Where was Jesus when they were in trouble? He was watching, praying, and interceding for them. The promise of God is this: Jesus is able to save completely and entirely if you would come to God through him, through Jesus Christ, his Son. Why? Did you notice the wonderful praise? He always lives to intercede for them. You do not need to set up an appointment with him. He is always there to help and intercede for you, right in the presence of God in heaven, 7 days and 24 hours. When Satan and people accuse you, Jesus steps into the heavenly court and reminds, his blood paid it all for you. I see in my imagination what Tyler got on that Friday. Jesus Christ says, "Father God, please excuse Sam. He belongs to me." What a wonderful thing, right? People in the olden days used to go to their priests in Israel when they had troubles or hit with sins in their life. However, the human priest did not live forever. Jesus, the eternal Son of God, who was in existence from the eternity past, came down to this earth and lived here for about 30 plus years to save you. Now, after his death, burial, and resurrection, he ascended into heaven, Acts 1, 9-11, and he lives forever to help and protect you. He is the permanent high priest in the presence of God in heaven, interceding, praying, advocating for us. Beloved, he can truly meet all your needs, no matter what. When you pray to God in the beautiful and miraculous name of Jesus Christ, the alarm goes off in heaven. The whole heaven gives attention to the prayer dispatched in the name of God's Son, Jesus Christ. Jesus then steps in and advocates on your behalf, because he paid and bought you with his blood. You see, the blood tie is stronger than all other ties and links. Don't you agree? Got a moment for today's prayer? Beloved, please pray after me. Father in heaven, I come to you in the name of Jesus Christ. Please save me from my problems and troubles. I know when I pray in the name of Jesus, the heaven shakes. Such is the power of the name of Jesus Christ, your eternal Son. I believe Jesus Christ died and rose again for all of my sins. Please save me and deliver me now. I fully trust you, Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. May the love, presence, and the blessings of the Lord be with you today and for the rest of your life. May His name be glorified in and through you. Thank you.